Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Absolutely beautiful. It's the music of Karen Kane and Raina Gellert. They did a show in Champaign last night, Champaign, Illinois, and did the long drive to Chicago because they have a 4 o'clock show today in Berwyn, at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn, a Sunday matinee show, but they were nice enough to make a stop here at our WGN studios this morning, made the mad dash up here to the 18th floor, and they join us here this morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for this. Isn't show business glamorous? Just this wonderful, glamorous life that we all lead, right?
Yeah.
How did the show go in Champaign last night?
Oh, it was so sweet. It was great. Yeah.
We had a small room, but it was sold out, and we were in St. Louis the night before at the Focal Point, which is a great little room. Real wooden, old building, and that was really good, too, actually. A lot of fun.
Yeah, it kind of lends itself, doesn't it, to the kind of music that you do, these very, nothing too lavish.
We like an intimate show.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of holistic, isn't it? It's very... Raina, explain to me, how do you describe your music? I was saying Americana earlier, and I don't know if that's exactly 100% correct. It's like a hybrid of different things.
Yeah, I'm not ever quite sure how to describe it. I usually refer to it as roots music. My background is in traditional old-time music, and Kieran's been writing songs forever and ever, but... he also has a background in bluegrass and old-time stuff. So we write songs, so it's new, but it's all informed by traditional music.
Yeah. Karen, who influenced you musically?
It'd be a long list.
There was a few.
But honestly, you know, when I first... I used to play mandolin years ago in bluegrass bands. I started out as a drummer. Really, and my biggest influence when I was a kid, I remember, I don't know, being like 10 years old. I had older brothers who played music, and my oldest brother, who's about 8 years older than I, brought home the first Bo Diddley album. And when I heard Who Do You Love, it was life-changing. I remember being in his bedroom, and there was a little record player on the floor, and that record was playing, and we were just like sort of dancing around the record player. But it was so infectious, and I think the songwriting, particularly on that song, had a huge influence on me, and a lot of things that I've written over the years. I mean, and the things that we write now, they're very simple, in that kind of. That sort of tradition of, like, Who Do You Love is a song with one chord. And I always felt like, well, that's enough.
Plenty, yeah. We don't need any more chords. It sounds perfectly fine, just the way that it is.
Just find a groove and hold on.
Yeah, right. Raina, how about you for influences?
Oh, gosh, also so many. But my dad is an old-time musician, and I have to say that he's my hugest musical influence as a fiddler and banjo player, and also as someone who exposed me to so many different kinds of music growing up. And I, this is something Kieran and I both had that experience with Bo Diddley. I remember being 9 years old and hearing that song and just my brain exploding with like. The same sense of, like, what more do you need?
Yeah.
That's everything.
Well, I remember hearing Bo Diddley for the first time and, you know, going, what in the heck am I here?
Yeah. Well, that song, too, like, lyrically is just so crazy, and that it really opens up the door to anything is possible. It takes in so much information. Yeah. But Rain is not. I don't know whether she likes me bringing this up or not. But she comes from a long history of musicians. Was it uncle, or great uncle? Anyway, her family is responsible for writing like the theme song to the Bullwinkle Show.
What?
And also the among other things, doing a lot of TV and radio and writing music for Star Trek and those kinds of things. Also wrote the theme song, which is one of the great TV theme songs of all time, for the Perry Mason Show.
Wow!
My great uncle Fred Steiner did that.
Wow! Wow! I was going to ask you if you could play the Bullwinkle theme.
We really
I'm
need a big to.
I know we should probably work
I
it out.
I am
but
a
no.
big Rocky and Bullwinkle fan, but yeah. also the Perry Mason theme is truly one of the most dramatic and impactful TV theme songs of all time.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. That's quite a heritage.
This is royalty.
This is royalty. I would have straightened up the studio a little bit if I would have known that we were having such royalty with us. Before we take a break, I wonder if you could do a song for us, and we'll do another before we end. But why don't we go into a break with a little something? What do you have for us here to start on?
Well, we're hoping that we can get through this early in the morning. We're going to try our best. This is called Bailout Blues. 2, 3, go.
Wow, that is fantastic. Karen Kane, Raina Gellert, they are going to be doing this at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn, 6615 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, and we will talk with them more and hear more of their music coming up in just a minute. And by the way, beautifully mixed by our engineer, Bob Ferguson. Sounds fantastic, Bob. Really good job at that. Let me take a break, and we'll come right back, because I want to play it, and I may still later on. This is your uncle, you said, wrote this?
My great-uncle.
Your great-uncle. Wrote the Perry Mason theme. Another Sunday morning show first.
It's a weird family, what can I say?
It is so fantastic. Don't you even dare say that. Karen Kane, Raina Gellert, performing at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn this afternoon at 4 o'clock. As you can hear, they are absolutely fantastic. We've got another song coming up in a minute or two. How did you two get together? You both had independent careers. How did you team up, Raina?
Well, we were both playing at the most wonderful festival, the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival in San Francisco. Don't know if you're familiar with that.
I'm not.
It's a very special event that's free and open to the public, and zillions of people come, and it's all these stages of really cool roots Americana, traditional music, songwriters, and rock
music,
bands,
and
pop music, all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
Really cool event. Anyway, we were both playing there, and he was there playing with Kane Welch Kaplan, which is a spectacular band that's made beautiful albums that you should all go get and listen to. And I had heard from friends that I would like that band, and so I made a point of going and checking out their set. And Kieran, in particular, caught my ear because I heard him playing the banjo, and I was like, oh, clearly we listen to the same Dead guys. Like, that's obvious. And so after the set, I went backstage, and as we say in the industry, I germed him. And I had to keep pestering him for a while, but he came around.
They're kind of a groupie, really, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. What was your reaction to all of this, Karen?
I thought she was real cute.
And she is. And she is.
No, and Raina, I'm from Nashville, and so, you can swing a cat around and hit about three fiddle players, so the idea of another fiddle player entering my life was like, I don't really need that. And she was asking me about maybe doing some writing, which is another thing in Nashville. Everybody you meet at the grocery store is saying, hey, we should get together and write. And then you never do. And so she was wanting me talking about producing or writing, and I was like, you know, I don't know what to do here. And then finally she sent me a song, and I knew I heard some fiddle things. I was like, wow, an amazing fiddle player, but what am I going to do with a fiddle player? And then she sent me this song called Perry, that we both have recorded, actually. I recorded it on an EP, and then we produced a record on Raina. And the song was so great that I thought, oh, okay, I can see a way that we could work together, because the writing of this, it has a sound, you should listen to it sometimes, called Perry.
Yeah.
And it has the feeling of a song that's always existed. Like, nobody wrote this song, it just is.
It's always been.
It's always been.
Yeah.
And that was, like, profoundly moving to me, and I thought, okay, well, maybe we could learn to write songs together with one chord.
Yeah. The economy of it all.
Yeah.
I love it, yeah. Do you think this music is underappreciated?
Ours is, certainly.
In the world of all kinds of pop music, and the Taylor Swifts and Justin Timberlakes, and the lists go on and on. I'm glad to see that the Grammys are more properly acknowledging this kind of music now. But what's your take on how the general public receives it? I mean, you must get nothing but affection, though, if you're doing sold out shows all over the place. People who love it, obviously.
I don't know. I never think about it that much. Growing up in the world of old time music, I'm just used to being part of some kind of weird subculture that's not in the mainstream. I mean, I appreciate pop music too. Pop music is popular for a reason.
Yeah.
But people do. I mean, people respond to what we do, even if they think that it's not their thing. Necessarily.
Yeah, that's true.
I think there's just always going to be something very affecting about human voices singing in harmony and acoustic instruments being played in a room. Like, it will affect you in a way that other things can't.
Yeah, there is something about this music, as you were performing a moment ago, that really, kind of touches your soul. I don't mean to be overly dramatic about it, but there's a purity to it that, like, really touches you someplace deep inside, I think. Anyway, it did for me. And hopefully this next song will as well. What do you have for us here next?
This is a song that, again, coincidentally, we are doing two songs with only one chord. And they're different chords, though. The first one had an E chord, and the second one has a D chord. For all you music aficionados out there.
Yep.
This is a song that I wrote a long, long time ago, and recorded it with Kevin Welch and Fats Kaplan. And then Raina and I, it was just fun to play, and so we started putting it in our music. We haven't recorded it, but we do it in pretty much every show. Seems to be a real crowd pleaser.
Well, I assume you'll do it today at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn, 4 o'clock show. Karen Kane and Raina Gellert.
Wait, hold on, I need to put my glasses on here. I wasn't ready for that cue.
So, yeah, that was quick. It's incredible. Just so great. We don't hear enough fiddle music these days. That sounds fantastic. Have you always played the fiddle? Wait, do you call it fiddle or violin?
I call it a fiddle.
Yeah, but is it the same thing?
It's the same thing.
Same thing, okay.
Yeah, this is my first instrument, yeah.
Yeah. Have you had that particular instrument since you were a kid?
Well, this particular instrument was my great-grandfather's.
Wow! Wow.
And my dad used to play this one, and I was playing classical music as a youngster, and when I was in high school, and sort of getting more serious about playing classical music, he was like, You should have this. It's more of a violin-y kind of instrument.
Wow.
And so he let me start using it. And then, of course, I quit playing classical music and started playing fiddle music. And I think he's been kicking himself ever since that he gave this fiddle to me.
All right. I want somebody to do a documentary on your family's life. and all of its musical influences. That's a fantastic story. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
A long drive, getting up early, etc. But we really appreciate it. You sounded fantastic.
Oh,
it's so nice.
Appreciate you having us.
Very nice to meet you both. And you all can meet them today at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn. It's a 4 o'clock show in Berwyn. Fitzgerald's, of course, on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. And I hope you all go out to see them. Thank you so much for coming in. Say hello to all your relatives for me.
Thank you, Dean.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.